Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Once I get a few mature years under my belt, I'm going to do something wise, like tattoo my face.
Right.
106.5 The End.
Time for another Wake Up Call Top 5. These are the top 5 common traits of the opposite sex that you find very unattractive. You got this for us, Gavin?
Yeah, and I don't think that they ranked the top 5. I think they're just 5 things. And then after that, I posted this on Facebook for Wake Up Call listeners to give theirs. And theirs are also, you can make a whole other top 5 because theirs are so good. And you guys think about yours as I go through this. I'll run through them fast. Number 1 on this list, people being obsessed with their social media presence.
100%.
Number 2. Over talking.
Gavin, though, don't you think somebody could accuse you of that?
100%. Absolutely. Okay. A lot of these apply to a lot of people. Like, a lot of these, when I get to number 4 on this list, that applies to you, I think. So, number 2, over talking, waiting to talk. I mean, everybody is guilty of that at some point in their life.
The only person on this show that isn't is Rain.
Yep.
But he's like the opposite.
Right.
He, like, reverse
under-talking.
Talks. He under-talks, yeah.
You know what? And I think part of that has to do with the fact that we have to talk for a living. And if I have the opportunity to not talk, I 100% will.
Number 3, when they think their taste in music makes them superior. And actually, when you read it, it actually expands it to lots of different things, like clothing or you know, pretty much anything. That applies to me. That applies to me. It's getting less. I'm caring less the older I get. When I was in my 20s, big time. But I stand by that. I still stand by that one.
Why?
I just do, like,
it's,
I don't know.
It's such a dumb thing.
If your favorite song is something that nobody will even remember this time next year, and I say my favorite song is a song that people still love and listen to 40 years after if it was written, come on. That's like somebody saying my favorite movie was Big Daddy.
You overly care is the thing.
You're damn right I do.
Okay.
Number 4. Kardashian housewife syndrome.
Ugh.
Your life is not a reality show. Stop treating it like one.
Oh, come on. That's not. Now, am I obsessed? See, my passion for housewives comes from voyeurism. It doesn't come from a want to be like them. There's almost nothing. Okay, I do tell everybody every detail of my life. That is true. But I have done that since I was like 12 years
old. It's not that. And Kevin is guilty of this too. It is constantly being on a search for gossip or tea or
guilty
loving.
Guilty as charged.
It. Yeah.
Guilty as charged. I stand by it and I won't stop.
Number 5, people who do it for the clout and don't actually care. Katie and I used to know a guy who used to only do nice things so that he could brag about it later.
Mm. At one point, very briefly, back to one of the things that you mentioned, Gavin, I did date a girl that was, and this was right at the beginning of Twitter and Instagram and all this stuff where it was like social media was the number one priority. It was, and it was like, oh, man, this is, I can't.
So, like, what was that like? What were some signs that it was for her?
No one really does it as much anymore, but remember when everyone had to post pictures of what they were eating for lunch?
Their food,
It was like, listen, it's a Caesar salad. Everyone's seen one. You don't need to put it up on your Instagram.
Yeah.
I
think about that with people who have stories, Instagram stories that go on for 30 minutes. Like, I think about, like, what their day must be like. Or the people who, like, on their story have, like, a novel written around it. And, like, there's theme music to every picture. Like, that must have taken you a really long time.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what Wake Up Call listeners just came up with. Anyone who takes constructive criticism as a personal attack. I mean, I think we're all guilty of that. I mean, that's something that you can always try to get better at. But
don't you think, though, that a lot of time, now granted, there are people that will always take it that way, but don't you feel like presentation is everything? Like when someone presents something in a way where it is clearly constructive criticism, human nature is to not take it so personally. But if somebody kind of comes at you at like an a-hole and then they're just like, I'm just trying to help.
Well, sure. Shouting at their partner in public. That was when somebody said playing hard to get, terrible, unattractive trait. I agree with that one.
Mm-hmm. I would lose interest too fast.
Oh, me too. I don't have time for that. I never did. Gaslighting. Somebody wrote gaslighting. Mm. Like,
huge.
You couldn't possibly be the reason why this went belly up. No, this had nothing to do with you. Messiness, somebody said, is incredibly unattractive.
Oh my God. I dated a girl whose bedroom was filled with water bottles and garbage and plates that had food on it days ago.
Ew.
It was so gross. And I'm like,
you still banged her.
That's not the point.
In that room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.